The Texas Administrative Code provision, which as of yesterday still reads this exact way, including the reference to 29.007, I'm sure it's on the to-do list to revise this Administrative Code provision, but so far it still says as follows. School districts that jointly operate their special education programs as a shared services arrangement in accordance with 29.007 must do so in accordance with the procedures developed by TEA. And what are those procedures? They are lengthy, as I mentioned, but they can be summarized in basically three key requirements: having a fiscal agent, having a written contract, and having TEA approval. And although 29.007 was repealed and no longer exists, it's a good idea, in my opinion, to still go through and ensure that your shared service arrangements, your interlocal contracts for SPED services, address all of the items that are listed here. So the first requirement is the TEA procedures require a designation of a fiscal agent with administrative and fiscal responsibilities. This can be a recipient SSA or an ESC, but it's not required to be. And the fiscal agent is responsible for previously was responsible for submitting the SSA contract to TEA for approval, but with the repeal of 29.007, that is no longer a requirement. Second, there are lengthy written contract requirements. The governing document is going to be that contract. You don't have to create a brand new legal entity. That's, again, at its core, it's just a specialized interlocal agreement. There's numerous required contract terms for all of the areas that are listed there. So, for example, with the administrative requirements, you were required to have composition and responsibility of a management board, the appointment of the fiscal agent, and the procedures for the withdrawal and or the addition of member LEAs, schedule of meetings, selection of chairpersons, things like that. With regards to the financial terms and conditions, you wanted to outline who was going to own the assets. What was going to be, how are the disposition of fixed and liquid assets going to take place with regard to the SSA arrangement? The acceptable cost allocation and what method was going to be used for cost allocation? With regard to legal, something, of course, near and dear to all of our hearts, who was going to be responsible for legal fees? Also, who is going to be responsible for expenditures incurred related to grievances and lawsuits and other legal actions that were taken against one of the SSAs with regard to the provision of SPED services? With regards to the designation of responsibilities between the fiscal agent and the member LEAs, I want to discuss things like employment of personnel. Who's going to be responsible for budgeting and for accounting, responsibility for reporting, for like PEAMS reporting and things like that. With regards to contract term, you're not required to include a provision specifying the duration of the contract, but you can if you want to, or you can let it just automatically renew year after year unless one of the parties terminates the agreement or modifies it. So prior to 1367's repeal of 29.007, the major component of that previous statute was TEA's approval of the contract. And according to David Anderson with Raise Your Hand Texas, who testified during the Senate committee hearing on Senate Bill 1367, the requirement for contract approval stemmed from issues with the McLennan County Special Education Cooperative, and according to David, that blowing up spectacularly. And so the requirement was for TEA to approve those contracts ahead of time. All right. Senate Bill 1367. Before the session, the Senate Committee on Education's interim mandate included a public education policy work group that was composed of representatives from school district management, from teacher labor groups, policymakers, and think tanks. And the purpose of that work group was to develop policy recommendations that were focused on providing relief from unfunded mandates, as well as encouraging innovative practices at the local level. The work group recognized that there were a number of statutory provisions that were outdated, irrelevant, or just superfluous. And that can be seen by, the size of our school law bulletin, right? Every year it gets bigger and bigger. And approximately 50 pages are added to our school law bulletin, or the Bible as I like to call it, each legislative session. 363 pages were added since 2006, and as introduced, Senate Bill 1376 eliminated a whopping 10 pages. I know it's a big difference. Whenever you got your book last week like we did, I'm sure you noticed those 10 pages were missing. The work group developed policy recommendations for the Senate Committee on Education, and including in those recommendations was the repeal of 29.007 that authorized SSAs and required TEA contract approval.